Hello, good evening. Is Lashana Person there?
This is Shehu Kala.
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And also, let me ask you this here. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
40.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Yeah.
Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
Yeah.
Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two of them. I'm going to read you a list now. First one is protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights. Next one.
That one.
Okay. Next one is reducing crime. Next one, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination. Investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer. Or providing affordable child care. Reducing gun violence. Improving K through 12 public school education. Protecting.
How many can I select?
Two out of this list. Next one is protecting LGBTQ rights or lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, fighting inflation, or improving the economy or protecting voting rights and fighting threats.
Reducing crime.
Okay. Reducing crime. Okay. Let me check that out. Okay. And the other one, you said protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you so much. And now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. First one, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, or not enough police officers on the streets, or too many young people not being properly parented and raised, or a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and moves that promote bad values, or reduce, okay. Next one, reduce funding for public services to help people in need, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, inadequate programs to help lower income people, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, too many guns flooding our streets, inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, or lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, or too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets.
I thought it was the one about the television and video game.
Right. Can you give me another one? Just one more.
Oh, those are all of the reasons why I don't have another reason.
Okay, thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Mommy!
How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?